It ain't no use. Nobody trying to turn me around. Oh no, it ain't no use. Nobody trying to turn me around. Oh no, because my mind is made up and my soul is heaven-bound. It ain't no use. Nobody trying to turn me around. Oh no. I've been on this journey for a long time.
Yeah.
I still have a made up mind. It ain't no use. Nobody trying to turn me around. Oh no. Rhymes is getting high, balance is getting low.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm rich or sometimes I'm poor.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't no use. Nobody trying to turn me around. It ain't no use. Nobody trying to turn me around. Oh no. It ain't no use. Nobody trying to turn me around. Oh no. Because my mind is made up and my soul is heaven-bound. It ain't no use. Nobody trying to turn me around. These mornings, it won't be long.
Yeah.
With the features, I'll be gone. Ain't no use. Nobody's trying to turn me around. Oh, no. I've been on the journey for a long time.
Yeah.
All I still have made a mind. It ain't no use. Nobody's trying to turn me around. No. It ain't no
use.
It ain't no use. Ain't no use.
Oh, it ain't no use.
It ain't no use. Ain't no use. Ain't no use. I've been on my
own journey. Yes, it ain't no use.
Still got a made of mine. Sometimes I laugh, sometimes
I cry. Oh, it ain't no use.
God will wipe the tears from my eyes. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. Ain't no use, ain't no use.
Oh, it ain't no use.
Ain't no use, ain't no use.
Right now.
I'm gonna keep on praying.
Oh, it ain't no use.
I'm gonna keep on singing till I see her. Ain't no use, ain't no use.
Well, it ain't no use.
Nobody's trying to turn me around. Oh, no. It ain't no use. Nobody trying to turn me around. Oh no, it ain't no use. Nobody trying to turn me around. Oh no.
Hallelujah.
After that, there ain't no use nobody trying to turn me around.
Thank you, guys.
Indeed. Yay. Hallelujah. Yes. We appreciate you singing. We appreciate you letting God use you.
Amen. Yes.
Our benefit. There's no use. And we all stand in the need of prayer.
Yes.
Lord. I come before you today just feeling good.
Thank you.
This has been a wonderful service thus far. God has truly just blessed and come into this this sanctuary.
Yes, indeed.
Brother Freeman invited him to come in and do so again.
Yes, indeed.
As I stand, I give honor to God who's the head of my life, me and mine. I recognize my pulpit associates, Brother McMillan, who's of course away today in her absence. Minister Riley, my lovely wife, who has just appeared on me, my beautiful, beautiful church family. It's an honor, it's a privilege. As always, it's an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Take charge, Lord. Take charge, Lord, as I come to you as humble as I know how, Lord. Bringing nothing with me but my ragged self, Lord. Mm. Empty, but knowing that you are a full fountain. And I pray this morning, Lord, that you will come right now and just fill me to overflowing, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Oh God, someone needs to hear from you. They don't need to hear from me. They need to hear from you, Lord. Speak, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Do with me what you wish. Use me any way that you see fit, Lord. Lord, I present myself to you. Do with me what you wish, but speak a word. Somebody is waiting, Lord. Speak a word. Somebody is in pain. Somebody needs to hear from you, Lord. Speak a word.
Oh, yes.
Take charge right now, Lord. Have your way in this place.
Yes.
Have your way in this vessel. But speak a word. We call on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This morning, we thought, Reverend McMill, I'm used to her being on the same thing that I'm preaching. I'm accused of peeking at my notes. But this morning, I kept her, she won't hear, and I kept an eye on Joe. It looked like he got a peek anyway, because he on the same page. And the whole service has been that way. So we know that God is speaking this morning because we're all on one accord. So God's really in charge. I didn't know what he was doing this morning. We tore up the little notes I had and what I thought was one sermon. It seems to be at least three sermons. So since I knew y'all didn't have it at 3 o'clock, I decided I would do something else with it. But this morning we'll be coming from the book of a letter from John, the first epistle from John, chapter 4. Minister Riley read verses 1 through 11. And I'm going to pick up on verse 12. It reads thusly, 1 John chapter 4, verse 12. It says, no man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As a topic, what will be a continual topic, 3 or 4 summers, I assume. What we start is what the world needs now. What the world needs now. You know, heard several people today. I thought it was just me that had so much in the world on my mind when I came in this morning, but I guess everybody has to have the world on their mind because everything is going on right now. You got wars everywhere. Everybody is fighting and confusion, and you can come locally and a man out walking for lunch. And, but just so much going on. The current state of society, it just kind of weighs you sometime. And I don't know about you, but it made me ask the question that, so what's my part? If all of this is going on in the world, is it a part that I should play? Do I have something that I could do? Mm-hmm. A way that I could act, something that I could be? Mm-hmm. And a song came to me that was the same type of what the world needs now. And it's an old song. Many artists have sung it. And
yeah.
It's just what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Not just for some, but for everyone.
All
right. And it goes on and talk about need of a, we don't need another mountain. Plenty of mountains and hillsides to climb and oceans and rivers enough to cross. That we don't need another meadow. Cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. What we need is love, sweet love. It's my intent this morning to start a proof, if you will. It's an attempt to prove what the hypothesis of this particular song was. When I looked into it, it was deeper than I thought when I first looked at it. But the song seems to suggest that if more people exhibited the love of God, the world would be a better place to live. If they exhibited the love of God, not just any love, not talking about the superficial love, but if you like me, I like you, but I'm talking about the love of God. So this morning, as we start this series, what we're going to be trying to do is, you see what this song suggests, it says, it's the only thing. And only means one. Is that right? That's why I said when I said, that's probably was in my notes. One thing that's needed. That's what the word is. One thing, not many things. It needs one thing. And the song says, only thing. So what we're going to start this morning trying to understand what that one thing is. If you want to write an overview, you might, because we'll be on this for a while and even to go through this morning. Understand what that one thing is. Then we want to talk about how to get it. That'll probably be next week. We'll talk about how to get it. And then the final thing we'll talk about, what to do with it when you get it.
All right.
Yeah, right.
One thing. The Bible tells us that God is love. I want you to stick with me this morning because we're going to lay a foundation this morning. God is love. Is that right?
Amen. All right.
Amen. Sounds
good. And Jesus is God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
And my Bible tells me if I pray right, I can get Jesus in me. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Mm-hmm. One thing. From God, who's love, Jesus is God, and Jesus in me. Mm-hmm. It says to me that all I need is love. Mm-hmm. 1 John 4:8 says, he that loveth not knoweth not God. Mm-hmm. For God is love. one thing. First John 4:16 says, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. And God in him.
Hallelujah.
One thing. For God is love. That love describes the character and the heart of God. He is so rich in love and compassion that it can be used to describe his very being, that God is love. So when we say God is love, we're not saying that that's everything about God. But love is an essential aspect of his character. That does not eliminate his holiness, his righteousness, or his perfect justice. Instead, we know that the holiness of God is loving. And the righteousness of God is loving. And the justice of God is loving. Everything God does in one way or another expresses love. One thing. That's all we need, is one thing.
All right.
One thing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then Jesus is God. John 10:30 says, I and the Father are one. Is that right? Is that what he said? And if there was any confusion as to whether he was saying that he was God, if you look at the response from the Jews, they instantly said that this is blasphemy, for he claims to be God. So there's no doubt that Jesus is God. John 8:58 declares that, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. I want you to be sure you're getting this, because Jesus is God. In Colossians 1:15-17, the Apostle Paul tells us that Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Jesus is God.
Amen.
John 1:1 says that the Word was God. John 1:14 says that, and the Word was made flesh. So Jesus is God. Now, let me recap. God is love. Jesus is God. Then Colossians 1:27 says, for God, this is a new translation, New Literal Translation. For God wanted them to know that the riches and of glory of Christ are for you Gentiles too. And this is the secret. Christ lives in you. This gives you the assurance of sharing his glory. So God is love, Jesus is God, and Jesus is in me, and Jesus is in you.
Yeah.
One thing, just one thing is needed. Mm-hmm. One thing. Let me tell you a story. I'm not going to be here long. You just have to come back next week to get the rest of it.
Amen.
But Luke 10 says, as Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. You know how sometimes we get into our church setting and we're going to put the mat out for it. We're going to do something in the church. We're going to put on something in the church. And we get these big old programs and we do so much and we prepare the choir, and we put the long robes on them and dress them nice and teach them a step to come down the hall. And we put on something for somebody. But we forget one thing.
Well,
got everything laid out, but we forgot to invite Jesus. Everybody got an invitation except the Lord. So Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. I heard Gerald say one time, if she had thought about it, she could have set it out in a buffet.
That's right.
And she could have listened to Jesus too. But Martha came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all of the work?
All the work.
Tell her to come help me. But the Lord said to her, my dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There's only one thing worth being concerned about. You're talking about Jesus.
Come on now.
Just one thing, and then let me refresh your mind. You see that God is love and Jesus is God, and there's only one thing that you've got to be concerned about. That's Jesus in me. You see, if I can get filled with love, if the love of God can exist in me, then I can do a lot of things. I can touch people in a way that they've not been touched before if I let Jesus in me. One thing is needed. That's all you need. And so Jesus said to Martha, that's one thing that you ought to be concerned about, and Mary has figured it out. Mary knows that all she needs is Jesus on the inside. Martha, you worried and troubled about many things, but only one thing is needed. When we look at the world situation and all the chaos around us, don't worry about trying to fix the chaos around you, the broader world. Just try to love those next to you.
All right.
Come on there.
If you just let the love of God show through you and you just touch those that's in your sphere of influence, it's only four or five, but you touch them, and when you touch them,
Oh, yes.
Yes, all right.
One thing, just say, if we could just get our hands on one thing and fill our hearts with the love of God, this little church here could affect all of Durham if we each one teach one and say what you heard and what you learned and let the Spirit of God have its way in you. One thing, just one thing.
One thing.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
But Mary understood one thing. Psalms 27:4 says, one thing have I declared of the Lord that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. One thing.
One
thing. I just want to see him. I just want to feel him when I go from day to day. I just want one thing. Hallelujah. Luke 18:22 says, when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, he was talking to the rich man, he said, you still lack one thing. He said, throw away all that other stuff that you got and give it to the poor and just possess me and come and follow me, because all you need is one thing. One thing. Hallelujah. Paul said in Philippians 3:13-14, he said, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing.
One thing.
Come on. I do. Forgetting those things which are behind me, I reach forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. I only need one thing.
One thing.
One thing.
One thing. I don't have to be so theologically correct. All I have to do, all I need is one thing.
Come on now.
If I can just let him have his way, let him take control of my very being, then I will be all right with just one thing. Hallelujah. One thing, Jesus. And Jesus is love.
Yes.
Is that right?
Amen.
Let's recap one more time. God is love.
Yes.
Jesus is God.
Come on, man.
Jesus in me.
Good questions in life.
And I'm in Jesus.
Come on.
One thing. Let me tie this one up. Look over there in Matthew. One of the Pharisees, he was a lawyer. In the 22nd chapter of Matthew, he was a Pharisee. He's a lawyer. And he came and he said, Master. Which is the great commandment in the law? I want you to see. It said, which is the great commandment? One thing. Now make sure you get that now.
Okay.
The great commandment. He didn't say which are the great commandments. He said, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love. That's the one thing. See, I'm going to give you two commandments, but I want you to watch this one thing. He said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. It's just the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
See, love is what love is, the one thing. You don't need anything but love. If you can have the love of God on the inside, then you don't need anything else. You'll know how to treat your brother.
Come on, man.
All right.
All right.
Know what to say and when to say it and how to say it and what to do. If you just let the love of God, the only thing needed is one thing.
One thing.
One thing.
One thing. Hallelujah. One thing. Is that not a prayer? To close, I just leave a taste in your mouth for now. Matthew 7:12 says, therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. So take this whole book. You go in the first part, the first five, and you'll find the law. And then you can look through and you'll find the prophets. And so you'll find this whole Bible. But if you want to live this whole Bible, only one thing.
One thing,
One thing is needed. If you have the love of God, then you will fulfill the whole book, the law and the prophets and the New Testament. If you can just love right.
All right.
Yes, hallelujah. Treat your brother like you want to be treated. Do to others what you would like for them to do unto you. That'll fulfill it all. Only
one thing
is needed. That's love. God is love. Jesus is God. Jesus in me.
Thank you, God.
I will just close with the words of a song. When I was sinking deep in sin.
Oh my goodness.
Anybody been there?
Yeah.
Seeking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more.
But the master
of the sea, he heard my despairing cry and from the waters lifted me. Now safe am I. Love lifted me. It couldn't have been nothing else but love. I was doing everything that I was big enough to do, and I was doing my own thing. But God reached out when I didn't know him, when I was talking about him, but he reached out because he had love. He knew that I needed one thing. He said the only thing that can save him is one thing. He needs to have the love of God. Love lifted me when nothing else. Nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Somewhere that says, all my heart. Can't turn me around now. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I cleave. In his blessed presence live. ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best songs. Faithful, loving service to him belongs. All you need is one thing. It's one thing. I don't care what your problems are, what you're going through. Mm-hmm. All you need is one thing.
One way.
You can love your way out of a financial situation.
Come on now. Well, yes.
Thank you.
Come on now.
You can love your way out of trials and tribulations if you just love.
Love.
What the world needs,
the world needs
is love, sweet love. And it starts with me. And it starts with me. I can't say what your family's gonna get, but I can speak for me and mine and those around me that I'm gonna love on them.
All right.
If we can just love from the circle around us, if we can just love there, then the love will spread.
Yeah, come on, man. Yeah, spread, man.
All the world needs one thing.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
For your simplicity.
Jesus.
We thank you for your patience, for you put up with us.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, Lord. Thank you, God.
We ask right now, Lord, for you just to take control. God, lead and direct us, Lord, as we submit to you.
Thank you, Lord.
And empty out. Fill us with you, Lord. That we can show a lost world the love of God.